I'd like for you to turn to Luke chapter 10 for our beginning of our study today. Luke chapter 10. I'm going to read verse 17 through verse 20 to begin with. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now withstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. I think this is a wonderful thought as we look at that. You might need to back up and see what has happened in this chapter. Notice in verse 1 of chapter 10. After these things, the Lord appointed another 70 also, and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whither he himself would come. And then we notice what's going to happen. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest day truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers unto the harvest. Go your way, behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Then he goes ahead and tells them concerning their actions and all. But here we see, and as well you want to think about it, he has sent 70 out, and they're going to go two by two, and they're going to have powers even to save, even to heal those who have been out there. And that brings forth then what we read and what we read in the beginning. And what they hear, he tells them, when the 70 returns with joy, they were joyful, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. But Jesus points out something that is very important. Look at that verse 20. He says, notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. So here's, I think, what we need to look forward to. And what I should ask you, is your name written in heaven? You know, the Bible is very clear about that. But I think there's some points that we might ought to look at. Turn over to Philippians a minute. Let's go to Philippians first. Let's go to chapter 4. In Philippians chapter 4, let's look at verse 3. He says, and I entreat thee also, true yokefeller, help those women which labor with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life. Here the Apostle Paul is telling them to hear be concerned about those who have helped me. And he names the fact that those names are in the book of life. Well, while we're there, and look at chapter 3 and look at verse 20. He says, "For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile bodies, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself." Here he talks about our body us being changed. And we want to be changed so our name is written in heaven. You know, even in Hebrews there's a subject, a point kind of to it. Let's notice in Hebrews chapter 12. In chapter 12, look at verse 23. In verse 23, he says, "To the general assembly of the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect." Now here he makes a point of the church. And he makes point the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven. I think we see the seriousness and the importance of the fact that we need to be written in heaven. You know, when we think about, I think we've seen times that in our day and time, seems like people are not concerned about whether or not their name is written in heaven. You know, in John, of course, John chapter 3, very important. Everybody remembers it, probably, who has any Bible knowledge. In chapter 3, look at verse 5. "Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." People don't have a real understanding of what that is and what it means. But we're to be born of what? The spirit and of water. You know, I always think in terms of this, when Jesus was crucified. You remember the time that he was on the cross and he was stabbed in, and what come forth was blood and water. We need to think about that and the importance of it. You know, there are many things that we think about as far as our names written in heaven. Matthew, of course, in Matthew chapter 7, one of the verses that you can't get away from. Look at verse 21. It says, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." So there's a condition attached to our name being written in heaven. I one day just went through the book of Revelation and jotted the times that that was mentioned, and I found about, I don't know, 6 or 8 times that it's mentioned about our name being in heaven. You know, and so we need to think about it, the fact it is obeying God's commandments. And I never can get away from what Jesus said as he was going back into heaven. And We have it recorded in Matthew and also in Mark and Luke, as far as that goes. But in Matthew, notice here what he says in the last chapter, and very last part of it. In verse 16, he says, "Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mount where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." The instructions there was that they were to go teach all nations. It don't matter what nation you were born in, what you were, the gospel is for you, and Jesus died for you. And if we're going to have our name written in heaven, we have to obey the Lord. We have to do his commandments and what he has taught us to do. You know, sometimes people get to following men's commandments, and they don't really worship according to God's commandments. While you're in Matthew, let's back up to chapter 15 a minute. In chapter 15, notice here, let's notice about verse 8 and 9. He says, "This people dwelleth high unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." Think about that. "But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men." You know, if we're going to be obedient to the Lord and have our name written in heaven, we cannot follow and obey the commandments of men. We obey and follow the commandments of God. You know, that's oftentimes mentioned in the writings in the New Testament. You know, when I was studying Timothy and Titus and all, the times that I would see that all mentioned. Let's just notice just a moment. Let's look at Titus a minute. In Titus chapter 1, in Titus chapter 1, and let's look at verse 13 and 14. He said, "This witness is true, wherefore for rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth." And that's what happens as people begin to preach and teach a doctrine that is not in the Bible. It will follow them, and even as they go back into the Old Testament, they will pull forth those things that are not, or especially in the first century, that they no longer worship, no longer did. Christ died for us, and we have to follow him. And I think in Timothy and also in Titus and in Paul's writings, it's time and time again he comes up with the fact that we have to be careful what's being taught. Notice in Colossians, where they're close. In Colossians, look at chapter 2. And let's just, we could look at quite a bit of that chapter, but let's look at verse 20 and through 22. Wherefore, if you be dead with Christ from the rudiments of this world, why, as though living in the world, are you subject to ordinances? Touch not, taste not, handle not, which are all to perish with the usage after the commandments and doctrines of men. So we need to see, we need to be morally correct if our name is written in heaven. And we know that there were times when people thought their name was there. I think the Apostle Paul is a good example of that. At one time, the Apostle Paul was persecuting Christians. Even Stephen, as we see, he was given consent to Stephen's death and persecution. But later we see he was converted and become a Christian. You know, there's one thing that we need to know as we look about this. We can have our name there, but we can also have it blotted out. Turn to the book of Revelations, chapter 3. In Revelation chapter 3, we see here it mentioned. In Revelation chapter 3, look at verse 5. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. What is he saying? In other words, here, if you remain faithful and overcome, I'll not blot your name out. Be sad, wouldn't it, to have your name blotted out? Go back up there to verse 4. Thou hast a few names even in Sardis which have not defiled their garment, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. So those who have not sinned and left the Lord, he will not blot out their name. But there is a fear that they will have their name, that we can have our name blotted out. Back up to chapter 2 in Revelation a minute. In chapter 2, look at verse 5. He says, remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and I will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. In other words, here, there's a chance you're going to have your name blotted out if you don't repent and serve the Lord. And he's talking here to Christians. We need to continue and serve the Lord. You know, you can turn over in Revelation, and let's do that to chapter 20. I often read this, but I want you to notice what he says here in chapter 20. Let's start with about verse 11. I'd like to go more, but let's start with verse 11. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on, from whence faith the earth and heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Now look at this verse 15. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. The importance of having your name written in the book of life, in the heavenly book. If it's not there, you're in trouble. You might just notice that that phrase is used a lot of times in Revelation. I don't have time to do them all, but turn to chapter 21. Look at verse 27, last verse. And there shall in no wise enter into anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. You know, there's a record kept of, and we want our name written in that book. You know, what a part. Well, while you're there, look at chapter 22. Notice as we begin, I'll start with verse 18. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in the book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city, and from hence the things which are written in the book. If we change the book of Revelation, if we change it, take some of it out or add some to it, we're in trouble. We're in serious trouble. But we need to think about having our name written in heaven, and we should rejoice with it written. You know, the record in heaven is much more, and our stand there is much more than what it is in this earth. You know, people come to a place where they have great honor in this world, and they have achieved a lot, but their name's not written in heaven. That's the important thing. The important thing is we want to have our name written in heaven. I think there was a time, I had it down here. We go back, let's go back to the Old Testament a minute. Let's go back to Exodus. And in Exodus, go to chapter 32. In chapter 32, what we find is God speaking to here, Moses. All right, let's start with verse 31. Well, let's back up to 30, verse 30. 32, verse 30. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses said unto the people, you have sinned a great sin, and now I will go up unto the Lord. Peradventure I shall make an atonement for your sin. And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, all this people have sinned a great sin and have made their gods of gold. Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of the book which thou hast written. And the Lord said unto Moses, get this now, whosoever hath sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. we don't want to have our name blotted out of the book of life. We want it to be there and be in good shape when the Lord, when we go to meet the Lord for judgment. We've been studying over Stratford and 2 Corinthians. Turn there just a minute. 2 Corinthians. Let's look there in chapter 5. Paul's writing to Christians. He's writing to the church at Corinth. And notice what he says in verse 9 and 10. Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent we may be accepted of him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may have the things done, receive the things done in the body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Verse 11 then says, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your conscience. He's writing to Christians at Corinth. Think about it a minute. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. We want our name written in the book of life and not blotted out. Are you a Christian? If not, think about what Jesus said as he went back into heaven. Go preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Have you done that? And he teaches also that if we sin, we can repent and pray God to forgive us, and we turn back to serving him. And even need the prayers oftentimes of those who are Christians to help us along the way. If you have a need, just remember, our names need to be written in heaven, because someday we'll be judged by that. It needs to be right, correct. If you have a need, would you come as we stand and sing the selected song?